理课堂听 class.com。
Chapter 10 The Story of Eric and Christine. Raoul and Christine continued to talk. How did you first meet this phantom Eric? Raoul asked. Christine said,
I should tell you the story now. One night I was sitting in my dressing room after a performance. Suddenly, I heard a beautiful voice singing. At first,I thought it was someone singing in another room. I looked outside and searched all over the floor, but I couldn't find anyone. I realized that the voice was coming from my room, but there was no one there. The wonderful thing was, the voice could talk to me. It answered all my questions. It was a man's voice, but oh, Raoul, he sounded like an angel when he sang.I told my friend in Paros about the voice. She said that it must be the angel of music. I was happier than I have ever been in my life. Papa had finally sent him to me. It was like a message of love from him. The angel and I spoke together all the time. After a few weeks, he asked if he could give me voice lessons. I agreed.And we began to sing together every day. I improved very quickly. In fact, my voice got better so fast that I was scared. It did not seem normal. But my governess told me not to be afraid. The angel of music would help me become the best singer in all of Paris. The angel asked me to keep my new voice a secret, however.He told me that when I became good enough, we would shock the city.
Then what happened? Raoul was very curious.
One night I saw you at the opera house. I was excited because I had not seen you for many years. I didn't realize how much I had missed you. When I went to my dressing room, the voice knew I was very happy. The voice asked me why.And I told him about you. He became silent and would not answer me when I called. I was scared he would never come back, but since there was nothing I could do, I went home. All night, I thought of nothing but you. That was when I first knew I loved you.
Christine held tightly to Raoul. They did not notice the dark figure coming close to them.The figure looked as if it lived in a place of darkness. Christine continued her story.
The next day, I returned to my dressing room. The angel spoke to me again. He seemed very sad. He told me that I couldn't give myself to a man. If I loved anyone, I could never become a truly great singer and artist. He would not be able to help me.And would go back to heaven. I knew you were the son of a count and from a wealthy, educated family. You could never marry me. So even though it wasn't true, I told the angel that I didn't love you. After that, I tried to avoid you whenever you came to the opera, and I tried not to think about you. Finally, a day came that I had waited for.The angel told me my voice was good enough to show to all of Paris. The night we performed Faust, Carlotta became ill, and I sang the part of Margarita. When you came to my dressing room later that night, I would not talk to you. I didn't want the angel to be jealous, but he knew what I was trying to do. He told me I had lied to him.I spent many days promising the angel that I was devoted to him and my music. He was controlling me. I was afraid that if I did anything he didn't like, he would leave me. Oh, Raoul, I should have known the angel of music was not really from heaven. It was Eric all the time. His voice was too much like a human's voice. He was angry and jealous all the time.
Christine, If you knew the angel was not real, why didn't you stop listening to him? Raoul asked.
I didn't know the truth until the night that Carlotta sang so terribly on stage, and the chandelier fell and killed all those poor people.
Christine continued her story. She told him how she had been taken underground. She told him how she discovered that her angel was really a man named Eric. When she finished her story, Raoul was amazed. Finally, he said, "Christine, if Eric is so terrible, why do you keep going back to see him?"
"Raoul, if you could hear his cries every time I leave, you would understand. He is only human. He has feelings. I keep returning because I pity him, but every time I leave, I am more and more frightened of him."
Raoul had to know one more thing. "Christine, if Eric were handsome, would you still love me?"
"Yes, Raoul, I would. Eric has a beautiful voice, but he is also controlling and cruel. And if I didn't love you, I wouldn't want you to kiss me. That is something Eric will never do,"
Christine said softly. Raoul leaned over to kiss her. Before he could do this, there was a sound of thunder, and it began to rain. The lovers had to return to the opera house to escape the storm. They never saw the figure hiding in the shadows. His eyes were blazing with anger. Christine and Raoul ran to her dressing room.
"We will be safe in here,"
she said.
"Eric promised me not to listen to my conversations in this room."
Suddenly her face turned very pale. She was looking at her hands in horror.
"Oh, Raoul, we are doomed. I've lost the gold ring that Eric gave me,"
she cried. "So, Eric gave you that ring?" Raoul said in an angry voice.
"Raoul, don't be ridiculous. You know he gave me that ring. He wants to marry me. He told me I would be all right as long as I wear the ring. But if I ever take it off, bad things will happen. What are we going to do?"
They looked everywhere for the ring, but it was gone. Christine was so afraid that she sent Raoul home and locked her dressing room door. The next night, Christine once again sung the great part of Margarita and Faust. The audience thought her voice was more beautiful than ever. At the end of the opera, Christine sang the words,
"My soul wants to be with you."
She looked at Raoul as she sang these words. Suddenly, the theater went completely dark. When the lights came on a second later, everyone was on the stage except Christine. Once again, she had disappeared.